Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Automobile racing has meant big business to our state for a very long time. Think NASCAR and Darlington. But there's another racetrack in a rural area of our state that's also bringing in some money with a very unusual auto racing event. Jay Lamb is founder of 24 Hours of Lemons, a national lemon car race, now entering its second decade at Carolina Motorsports Park in Kershaw, South Carolina. And today he joins us by phone from his headquarters in Emeryville, California. Jay, welcome.
Thank you.
Give us the background on this, the history of this event. How did it all get started?
It was a bunch of buddies and myself. We were sitting around 12 or 13 years ago at lunch talking about cars, and I said, you know, wouldn't it be a lot of fun if we took a whole bunch of really junky $500 cars and tried to race them for 24 hours? And everybody laughed it off as kind of a goofy thing, and somehow we wound up doing it, and now 13 years later, here we are.
Tell us a little bit more about these cars.
The rule of 24 Hours of Lemons is really simple. You can't spend more than $500 on your car, not including all the safety equipment, which is, of course, required when you've got a $500 car. And you try to make those cars run as long as you can make them run over the course of the weekend. And it really turns out to be a social event and a car guy party, and occasionally some racing breaks out in the background.
And so how long did it take you to bring this event from the West Coast over to the East Coast here to South Carolina? How long had it been going?
It had been going a couple of years, and CMP was one of the very first tracks that when I called them up and said, hey, I want to come to your big road racing facility and bring a whole bunch of terrible cars with a whole bunch of terrible drivers, and we want to race for 24 hours. They were one of the first ones that didn't just immediately hang up. And I think that's because your area understands car racing, understands it as a business and as a real activity, to the point that they at least were willing to listen. And Carolina Motorsports Park, I think, was the first really big facility outside of California that we went to.
Go ahead and give us the dates for this year's event in Kershaw, South Carolina. And I understand that it's kind of grown from just a 24-hour event.
Yeah, so the race itself in Kershaw is September 15th and 16th. That's Saturday and Sunday. But the night before that, September 14th, in Camden, South Carolina, we actually do a parade through town with all the race cars. They park the race cars. The town closes off the town square. They park all the race cars. We have a block party, and there's a band, and all the restaurants are open, and they're serving food. And we do the tech inspection, the safety inspection, and the BS inspection of these race cars right there downtown, and the town comes out, and it's a lot of fun. And that's the only place that we do that. Most of these races, cars show up, and on Friday they're inspected at the track, and the rest of the city doesn't really get as involved. Camden came to us 6 or 7 years ago and said, hey, you know, this is a cool thing. Do you want to drive your cars down to town and parade them through the city? And we said, well, yeah, of course we want to do that. So we've been doing that now for 6 or 7 years down there.
And how many entries do you have, and where do all of the drivers and the cars come from?
We'll have at this race 100 to 120 cars or something like that. They come from all over. Mostly they're within, let's say, 500 miles of the facility. A lot of guys from the South, a lot of guys from the Charlotte area, a lot of guys from the Columbia area, and girls. We have about 25% women drivers, which is a lot for auto racing. And you'll get some people flying from California, and you'll occasionally get people flying from Europe. But mostly it's that Southern racing group. So with that 120 cars, you probably will have 600 drivers and then another 600 crew members, family, girlfriends, hangers-on. So it's a pretty big knot of people.
And out of the 100-plus entries, how many are still running at the end?
You know, it's shocking. 65% of them will take the checkered flag. And that's really not what we expected. But you have a lot of incentive to figure out how to get it back on the track and to try to get the checkered flag. If welding a rain gutter onto the side of your car is what it takes to get that thing back on the track, you'll do it. So what you get is, while the race is going on, in the paddock, there's a lot of really creative work happening to sort of patch these things up and get them back out there.
Well, Jay, one more time, the details on the dates and what's happening.
September 14th will be a race car parade and block party in Camden, South Carolina. 15th and 16th is endurance racing at Carolina Motorsports Park.
Jay, thanks for your time.
Thanks for asking.
Jay Lamb is founder of 24 Hours of Lemons, coming to Carolina Motorsports Park in Kershaw, South Carolina. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.